Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Show 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, TK. Good morning, Philly. Hey, listen, it's the holiday season. Don't let them holiday parties get you fired. You know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all get a little oil in you, and you see your coworker looking at you and smiling, and you think it's something that it ain't.
I'm looking at a breeze.
don't get fired this holiday season. I'm just trying to tell you. Always, don't get fired.
Always dangerous.
Always.
You get around the...
Get a little oil in your system, liquid courage.
Get around the coworkers. You know, everybody's happy to have some time
everybody
off.
Everybody dancing, and y'all, like that Two Live Crew song, come on. Me so horny, y'all get to dancing. And, hey, don't get those signals crossed, bro.
That's a good public service announcement.
Yeah, don't get those signals crossed because you know it's about that time. Ugly sweater time. People, it was like, you thought wrong.
Get to people early in December, too. You never know when they're doing these holiday parties.
You thought wrong.
That's important, you. Yeah. Well said. Very well said. Looking out for people on this Thursday morning. But Tom Kelly for Joe Giglio today. Alongside Hugh Douglas, this is the Midday Show. And a lot of stuff to get to throughout the course of the show. We'll have Reed Hughes at 11 o'clock. Brian Westbrook for Bax for Barkley later on. He'll join us at 12:30 today. But a big game tonight, Hugh. I mean, we got a great Thursday night game tonight. You got the Green Bay Packers going to Detroit to take on the Lions. And this is obviously a huge game as it relates to us in Philadelphia with the Eagles. Eagles and Lions in a real battle for that one seed right now.
Tight.
Eagles a game behind. They need a loss from Detroit, and especially a loss to Green Bay tonight to really be in the mix for this one seed. And as we look at this thing moving forward, I think we're all in agreement the Eagles are a damn good team, one of the best teams in football. But the question we have today, do the Eagles need the one seed? How important is the one seed for the Eagles as we go through this playoff run? If you want to get in, 215-592-9494, it's how you join the show. Hugh, as we look at this game tonight, how important is it to you that the Lions lose this game? And how important is it to you that the Eagles end up with this one seed?
I would love the Lions to lose this game. The one seed is important. I'm not about to sit here and act like it isn't, but I'm about to say I don't think the Eagles need the one seed to be successful. I think this is going to come down to the wire. I do think that there's a chance, a strong possibility, that the Detroit Lions lose tonight. They should have lost last week. They should have lost last week, let me tell it. But I'm of the mindset, I like to be the master of my destiny to a certain extent, especially when it comes to football. And right now, the Eagles are not in control of their destiny. So with that being said, TK, I am of the mindset, I am going to do everything in my power to try to get the one seed. But if I don't get it, I'm prepared for what happens next. And that's the mindset I would take going into this. Because I'm the game that I lost to Tampa Bay put me in a position where I'm not the master of my destiny. You know, I dropped two games, and that was one of them. So, and you know that game against Atlanta. So I am not in control of that. So I'm not going to worry about that. I'm going to worry about the things that I can't control. And if it comes down to it and I don't get it, the way that this defense is playing, I think they're prepared for that as well.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. And if you want to get in, 215-592-9494, do you think the Eagles need the one seed? And here's where I fall on it, Hugh. I am kind of with you. Like, I think the Eagles, theoretically, could they go to Detroit, win that game? Sure. I mean, the Eagles are as good as anybody in the league. They could then win that game. But I do think the bye week is incredibly important. I mean, you look at where the Eagles are. Their bye week was in week 5. I mean, that is a long time to go. If you were playing every week without a rest, that's a long time to go without that bye week. I think they could really use that week off. Again, I think they can win a game in Detroit. But I know they can win here. Like, if the Eagles play Detroit in Philadelphia, I don't know. I have a really hard time believing that Jared Goff is going to come out here in 25, 30-degree weather or whatever it is and win that game for the Lions. So I think they could win the NFC Championship game if they had to go there. But getting the one seed, I don't know. It's almost impossible for me to think that the Eagles could get a bye week and have to win just two playoff games at the Link. I don't think anybody could come in here and beat them. So I do think it's really important to get
it. I'm at the point now where I really, because I play for the Eagles, I don't need any rhyme or reason right now to feel the way that I feel. but I feel strongly about the way that this team is playing. I feel like this defense is playing well enough to travel to Detroit if they have to play and play in that hostile environment. A lot of respect for the Detroit Lions. Got a lot of old teammates that coach for that team. Hank Fraley's there. The defense coordinator was my roommate Aaron Glenn. So it's a lot of respect that I have for that organization and those guys over there that turned that thing around. But at the end of the day, I bleed Eagle Green. And when I look at the way that this defense is playing, it just gives me goosebumps and chills, man, knowing that I see something in them that they feel real confident in where they are. They might not be the biggest. They might not be the most dynamic. But right now, they're the number one defense in the NFL. And I feel that if they're tasked to go to Detroit and play the Detroit Lions in Detroit, they'll be up for that task. I really wholeheartedly believe that. I don't have nothing to back that up with outside of the fact that they're playing well and they're, for the most part, healthy. That's the biggest thing. When I look at the Detroit Lions, and they're winning, but they're a little banged up. They seem – everybody's banged up at this time of the year. That's just the truism of the NFL. But we're more functional being banged up than they are right now.
Yeah.
And I think that's what gives us the edge because we're a little bit hungrier. We're a little bit – you know, you're playing with a little bit of a chip on your shoulder because you've been disrespected. You've had folks in the media, you know, idiots talking about defense is not a necessity. It's a luxury. You've had certain people –
What idiot would say
that? I don't know. Some dude that used to play the game would say that. And knowing him the way that I think I know him, he's going to die on that hill until the end of it. But he does understand that – this defense is salty. And when you – the one thing about the NFL that's foundational is that defense. If you got a good defense, man, that can travel and play well on the road, which this defense has done, you got something.
And I agree. And that's why I think it's so important the Eagles get it. Not even just for the sake of them getting it, but to take it away from Detroit. I mean, I think Detroit needs that one seed really bad because defensively, without Aiden Hutchinson, they're just not the same team. And I do think it's important the Eagles get that week off. I mean, having a week five bye, you have teams that are just getting their bye week this week coming up in the NFL. The Eagles have gone, I mean, you're talking about if they're going to run to the Super Bowl, like four straight months of playing football. And here was Ross Tucker earlier this week talking on the one seed and how important he thinks it is.
Very, very, very important, and I'll tell you why. There's a couple reasons, and by the way, I'll be on the call Thursday night, Packers Lions.
I'll be
behind enemy lines there for the Westwood One with Ian Eagle. So I'll be scouting both of those teams in that game. So there's a couple reasons. One of which I think is super important for multiple reasons, is the bye. You know, we don't know who's going to be banged up or not for the Eagles at that time, but the Lions have a bunch of banged up guys. I think that the health part is gigantic. Playing one less game obviously helps. And then even if you just believe that they are on a collision course, I think I told you guys this before, I'll say it again. The atmosphere for the Lions-Rams playoff game last year, the first Lions playoff victory in 30 years, I was on the sideline for that. That was bonkers. I mean, that was a difference-making environment, I thought, for Detroit in that game. We know that Eagles home games have been a difference-making environment for the opposing teams, whoever come. Think about like the Vikings or the Niners. I mean, it is raucous at the link in the playoffs. I think it makes a big, big difference.
And that's the thing. I do think it makes a difference as well. And I think you look at the past couple years in the NFL, since they've adopted this new playoff structure where only the one team gets the bye, the last 2 years, I mean, it's been all one seeds going to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. It's a massive advantage. And I think it's really important.
Small sampling size. To your point, yes, it is.
Yes.
I mean, it's skewing that way, yes.
I think tonight's game's huge. I'm putting the cheese head on, Hugh. I'm a big Packer fan tonight. Eagles need this one seed.
Yeah, they do. I don't... The Packers need to win. As far as the one seed, like I said, I just feel like this defense is in a great space right now. I feel that wholeheartedly. I feel that this team is a team of destiny, if you will. There are two destinies going on right now. Dual destiny, if you will, for all those my gamers out there that know what I'm talking about. We have the Saquon Barkley storyline that is going to be huge moving forward. And we have this team who has turned their fortunes around since the bye week. And if we're being honest about this, we could potentially have a bye. If everything's locked up and we're locked into that number two, then that Giants game doesn't mean as much. But see, that's the issue, because now we're worrying about, you know, something else might come into play with Saquon and all this other stuff. I say this to that. We need to wrap this thing up in 5 weeks, 4 weeks at the most.
Well, that would be huge.
We need to wrap it up, dog. So if it's close, I get it. You want to be a part of history, but you're going to be – see, you're in a position to be a part of history anyway. You know, yep. You go to the Super Bowl and you win the Super Bowl, you're going to be – Your ticket is written. So it would be nice to have both, but I'm pretty sure him and his significant other, they're sitting around at night when he's laying up with his kids and hanging out. This is a thought that's on his mind that he's probably not sharing with anybody. If you had to make a choice, because it's probably going to come down to this, which one would you rather have? Would you rather have, like, the individual? Like, it's not even – I can't even say it's an individual accolade, because – the team is going to revel if he gets the rushing record. But to win a Super Bowl, man, that thing carries weight.
And we'll see. And you might have to play the final week if the one seed's in play. I think the Eagles need the one seed. Hugh thinks they can go on the road, win anywhere. Kyle Quinn producing the show today. Kyle, where do you fall on this? Do you think the Eagles need the one seed?
Would I like it? Sure, it'd be nice. They don't need it. I mean, the Lions need it way more than the Eagles do. What's so funny?
No, somebody understood what I said. Was that an exotic class item that you spoke of?
And I was like, exactly. I need you with me.
No, my bad.
Well, I
my
speak
bad.
Wisdom.
My bad. You about to cook. Let him cook.
Well,
my man cook.
Like, while the Lions have a little bit of physicality, they're a little bit more flash and pizzazz than I think the Eagles are. The Eagles are one of, like, they win by being physical, both in the O-line, the run game, and the defense. Like, I think that translates way more to anywhere, right? I think the Eagles can go into that dome in Detroit and kick the Lions' ass way more than I think the Lions would have a good chance of coming here and beating us and matching our physicality in the cold weather. So while I think it would be nice to have it, I don't necessarily think we need it, just because, like, if you look at the playoff picture right now, it almost sets up in a way that you could get Detroit to have to face either the Packers or the Vikings in that second round, which is a really tough matchup for them. You get one of those two teams knocked out. And look, if it's the Lions, you end up with home field advantage anyway. So I know it's an extra game, but I almost like that path just a little bit better. You know what I'm sensing here?
Come on. You want the one seed, though.
Well, sometimes you got to go for two, TK.
For the two
I'm
seed.
I'm not saying go for it, but if it ends up that way, I'm not going to be upset. Like, I just, Hugh, I'm sensing a little plant base from TK today. I think he's scared of having to go in Detroit.
I'm not scared
to beat the Lions.
Not scared to go anywhere.
Well, TK
is. Let me explain myself.
TK, I was about to say ski K. TK is being strategic.
He's
man.
Being plant based.
No, this is the thing.
Just call it for what it is.
I will admit.
Plant based become a bad thing?
since Joe got associated with it. But here's where I will. Here's what I'll say. If the Eagles go to Detroit, yes, I think that's more of like a 50-50 game. I think the Eagles could win that game. I think Detroit could win that game. If you have the Lions coming here, that's a game. That's a no doubt about it.
No,
game.
I tell
that's
you
a
what.
Pencil us into to New Orleans right now.
I tell you what.
Get the RV going,
to,
Hugh.
To your point, it would be. I think that Detroit fans would be a little nervous coming to Philadelphia as opposed to Philadelphia fans being nervous going to Detroit. But at the same time, I look at it like this. Kicking in somebody's door and taking all their Christmas gifts. I mean, that's kind of how that would be my approach. And you know, that would be my approach going in the Detroit. That would be my mindset. I know it's going to be loud and it's going to be raucous, but I would come in, I would kick their door in, and I'm snatching all the gifts. And I'm making their pockets look like rabbit ears. I'm running their pockets.
It will be nice, but I want that game at the link. I want that.
It would be nice because that means you ain't got to travel that much. But on the flip side, you know, for selfish reasons, if it's not here, I mean, either if it is here, it don't matter. But, you know, me and Joe, we get to sit in the studio as opposed to being outside.
So you're thinking about things from your personal
It's either or for me. I got a coat. I bought a nice little $30 coat last year. So I'm prepared for all this.
You'll be fine.
But I look at it, like this. In all realism, we're not in control of our destiny right now. That's a fact. So for me, it's easier. And I'm channeling my inner player when I say this. It's easier to wrap my mind around. I'm not doing anything to try not to win, but it's easier for me to focus and go out there and play, knowing that there's a chance that I might have to go on the road. And I'm preparing every game that I play in for that possibility, if you follow where I'm going with this.
Yeah, yeah, and that's why this game's huge tonight, because if Green Bay wins, the Eagles do control their...
Then everything, there's a shift.
Right.
If the Green Bay Packers win tonight, then there's a shift. We go out here and take care of business against the Carolina Panthers, and then, you know, there's a different... Now I'm more in control of what can potentially happen.
Green Bay wins tonight. Eagles win out. Eagles are the one seed. I think they need it. Hugh does not. Where do you fall? 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, let's get it started with Mike in Douglasville. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
What's up, man?
Yeah, so, honestly, the way this defense is playing...
Mike got that crazy.
Mike, what's going on with your phone, man?
We're going to get Mike
on hold.
We're going to get Mike a new phone. We're going to get a GoFundMe page.
Is this a recurring issue with Mike?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just, you know, anybody that talks on that jitterbug, you know, the phone system, we need to put the GoFundMe.
Need to clear him up. Yeah, let's go to Basir in West Philly. What's up, Basir?
You guys let me come on a nationwide radio station and say Russell Westbrook instead of Russell Wilson.
Yeah, that was tough.
Hey, but you know what?
Man.
Listen, dog, you're in a time slot where we screw up stuff like that all the time, so I didn't even catch it until you said something about it.
Y'all don't like me that much. Y'all let me say that man's name wrong.
Man, we mispronounce words every day, so you're in good company with that, man. Don't even worry about that.
Listen, now I will tell you, I don't, you know, listening to you guys talk, I was more so on the fence of we do need the one seed, but hearing Hugh talk from a player's perspective, man, welcome to your trap. Take over your trap.
Take over your trap.
Don't let Hugh's enthusiastic player talk oversee logic. Logic is they need the one seed.
I understand, but the way this team is playing, momentum is a hell of a thing. You can't tell me we're not riding a high wave, and you can't tell me that we can't walk in anybody's stadium and just wreck havoc.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, man. I mean, and it has been proven, and I feel. Like when I see these players play, man, it just gets me juiced, especially on that defensive side of the ball. Reminds me of that year we went to Chicago. Chicago had the bye, and we were on the road. Man, we went into Chicago and we kicked their ass. That was the mindset that you have to have.
I wasn't born yet.
I mean, but that's fine, dog. It's on YouTube. It's out there on YouTube somewhere.
I got to say, Hugh, it was one of my favorite moments ever when you drilled DK. Jim Miller.
Hey, dog, but I'm
ground.
Just saying, that's the mentality that you got to have, man. That's the mentality you got to have. You kind of hurt my feelings when you said you weren't born yet.
That hurt my feelings, too.
Hey, it's the holiday season, but I'm a little sensitive over here, man. Let me have this.
Man, put some honey in your cup, man. You'll be all right.
It's only Thursday, man. Can I wait till tomorrow?
There you go. Thanks for the call, Basir. Appreciate the call, man. How old is he? I mean, that was 2001. Basir, it wasn't that long ago.
Basir might just be graduating from college or something, man. It might be something like that.
Man, now I'm feeling old, too. I remember that like it was yesterday.
No, you know, it's funny. When you get to my advanced age, when you start saying stuff and kids start looking at you like, Don't recall that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's funny, right? I have a box, like, one of my family members sent me, like, a box of, like, memorabilia that I had, like, you know, press clippings and, like, magazines that I was in and stuff. So I gave it to my son. And he looked at me. He looked at me, and he looked at the pictures, and he looked at me, and he was like, "That's not you." And I was like,
He didn't recognize you?
He did not recognize me.
Oh, my God.
It was funny, man, because... He's like, "That's not daddy. That's not him. Who is this? That's not you." And I was like, "No, that's me." Because, you know, I had hair.
Oh, yeah. I remember hair.
Yeah, he was like, "No, that's not you."
Yeah.
Well, that kind of hurt a little bit.
Yeah, I remember the Fear the Fro shirts
that we
had for the playoff
man,
runs.
Man, listen, he looked and was like, no, that's not you.
215-592-9494. If you want to get in, do you believe the Eagles need the one seed as they head towards the playoffs? Your calls on that. Huge game tonight. Massive implications for the one seed. Packers at Lions. We'll get more into that on the other side. Just how important is this game for the seeding? And what's the likelihood the Eagles end up with the one seed? That's coming up next. All your calls as well. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today alongside Hugh Douglas. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.